Hello, friends. Crystal here, your vibrant BF, and welcome back to another episode. I get downloads and insights about what I want to talk about and discuss. It could be things I'm literally dealing with. It could be conversations I've had. Whatever the case may be, I have different inspirations that hit at different times. So I have like a little running note list in my phone when it comes to me, when inspiration strikes. But more often than not, I'm sharing with you in real time things that I'm going through or have recently dealt with. So today's episode is your body is a yes man. Now, what does that mean? Your body is a yes man. First of all, let me ask you a question. If you knew the answer was yes, what would you ask for? That was a question that was posed in the certification I went through with the Yes Supply. Go figure. And it was such a powerful thought because truly, if time wasn't an issue, money wasn't an issue, anything you asked, like a genie in a bottle, you would get. What would you ask for? Do you know what you would ask for? Think about it. Do you know what you would ask for? Do you believe that you could have it? Or would you be like, no, I don't want to say it because you're not going to give it to me? Anything you ask, I will grant. What would you ask for? So the reason why I say your body is a yes man is because your body is always listening and your subconscious mind, I've said this before, will not make a liar out of you. Let's go deep. I can feel some of you thinking on that question, like, what would I ask for? If I literally had a genie in front of me, what would I ask for? Good. Think about it. Maybe you need to pause and come back to this episode. For those of you who want to go on, let's go on. So your subconscious mind is always listening. Your subconscious mind does not know what is real and what is imagined. So let that sink in for a minute. Think about children when you were a child, or maybe when your parents were a child and they didn't have the option of having a phone, video game, controller of some kind in their hand and they had to use their imagination. Do you remember that? Have you seen kids at play? How they imagine that they're cooking, how they imagine that they're building a house, that they imagine that they're fairies and princes and all these amazing things with just sticks and blocks and blankets. That is essentially how our subconscious mind works. The stick is not a wand, but to them, it is. That little fort tent isn't a beautiful castle. It's just blankets thrown over chairs. But when you can visualize and see yourself and believe, you can create a magical life. So when we talk about our body being a yes man, it's going to listen to the cues that you tell it. It's going to believe what you think. It's going to believe what you say. And it's going to say, yes, okay, I got you. So if you are in a state of always saying, nothing ever works out for me, your body's a yes man. All right, nothing's working out. If you say, I can never lose this weight, you got it. I'm right on top of that, Rose. Anybody know what that's from? Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. I love to use movie quotes. If you say, I cannot find a good partner, you got it. This is how powerful your subconscious is. I want you to think of your subconscious as a genie. And I want you to think of your body following whatever the orders say. So your body is listening to the genie. It's going to take cues when you say you can't lose weight, nothing works out, you're always broke, you can't find a partner, whatever the case may be. And it's going to say, yes, you got it. Now, what if you use that same energy to create the magical life? What if you don't like where you're currently living, but you start envisioning yourself in your dream home? Remember, it's a genie. You can have anything you think about, anything you desire, anything you imagine and visualize and believe it to be done, it is. So what does your beautiful dream home look like? Is it an apartment? Is it a cottage? Is it a cabin? Is it a trailer? What feels good to you? What does the kitchen look like? What does your bedroom look like? These are all the things that you want to start to think about and envision your body being a yes man. So you're not living in the space that makes you feel expansive. Think about what would make you feel expansive. You don't have a career or job that really lights you up. Think about what would light you up. Maybe you're looking for a partner or maybe you're wanting another partner. Whatever the case may be, you have the power to create any life you desire. Let me say that again. You have the power to create any life you desire. And this is going to come from what you think about, what you speak about, what you believe you are worthy of having. Because remember, the universe operates on vibrations. It operates on energy. It operates on frequency. And whatever you are on the frequency of, you are automatically going to attract that in. So it is like a genie. So you want to help to get your body in a position, in a posture to receive all these things you're calling in. How do you do that? A resilient nervous system. What is a resilient nervous system? It's a nervous system that is able to come back to baseline, come back into the parasympathetic, which stands for the peace, rest, digest state, easily after a stressful moment or an intense episode or an environment or event. You want to be able to recover quickly. You don't want to stay in your sympathetic, which is your fight, flight, fawn, and freeze response. That is what's going to determine your resilient nervous system. How are you going to get a resilient nervous system? By increasing your vagal tone. How do you increase your vagal tone? Grounding, humming, listening to birds. You're going to take cold plunges. There's a plethora of ways to increase your nervous system and to live in a state of ease and to expand and to be able to hold and receive what it is you're calling in, because the two go together. You are creating this life. You are understanding the power of your thoughts, the power of your words, the power of your speech, the power of your vibration, the power of your frequency, and you are magnetizing in beautiful things. But if you don't have a nervous system and the body to actually sustain and hold, it will leave. It'll come in and then it will quickly go out because there's no place to put it. Ooh, that was a mouthful and an earful, I'm sure. So let's take a deep breath in and out. I want you just to focus for a moment. You are the creator of your life. You have the power to create any life you desire. Your body is listening. Your subconscious does not know what is real and what is imagined. I want you to imagine that anything you desire is available, like a genie. So what are you going to tell your genie? What are you going to hold and believe with your body? Repeat after me. I am safe to receive. I am safe to receive. I am safe to receive. I am expanding daily. Everything works out in my favor. Ease and abundance is my birthright. I have the power to create any life I desire. I am so grateful for my expansive life. I am so grateful for my abundant life. I am so grateful for my health. I am so grateful for my mind. I am so grateful for my tribe. I am so grateful. I want you to think about what would you ask for if you knew the answer was yes. And then I want you to write down whatever it is you desire as if it's already done. So you would write it in present tense. You would speak it in present tense like we just did. I am so happy and grateful that I live in my dream home that overlooks the ocean and the mountains. I am so grateful that I'm in a loving, supportive relationship. I am so grateful that my health is so vibrant, that I am so strong. I am so grateful. Fill in the blank. Write down a list of what you would ask for if you knew the answer was yes, and write them down. Speak it out loud. Remember, your body is always listening. Your subconscious does not know what is real and what is imagined. If you keep talking about this beautiful dream home with beautiful quartz countertops and amazing windows that let in so much beautiful natural light and the way that it looks and the beautiful garden in the back, and the comfortable furniture and the scents that you have and the plants that you see, your body will start to believe it. Your brain will already think you have it. And what happens is it expands your RAS, or your reticular activating system, to pull in ways, people, things to help it come into fruition. So it'll put you in places and spaces to live in that reality, to live in that timeline. Visualize, believe, imagine, play. Play with the universe. Understand that anything you desire, you can have if you believe you are worthy of it, if you match that frequency. It's a universal law. I don't want you just to leave from this episode and go about your life. I want you to apply it. And so here is a practice. First thing I want you to do is to seriously think about what you would ask for if you knew the answer was yes. And then I want you to write those things down. Nothing is too big or too small. Those are constructs that we put on the universe. The universe doesn't operate in big and small. You believe it or you don't. And anything is possible. We live in an infinite universe with infinite possibilities way past our little finite brains. So once you have thought about what you would ask for if you knew the answer was yes, and you write these things down in present tense, not only is it a for sure yes, they've already happened. So write them in present tense. And then I want you to write in gratitude statements. I'm so happy and grateful that. I'm so excited that. I'm so happy that. My heart is so full that. And speak it out loud. And then envision what it feels like in your body. I'm so happy and grateful that I have financial freedom. I can live anywhere in the world. I can travel as much as I like. I can create many experiences. I'm so happy and grateful that my body is healthy, that I am strong, and I'm able to experience life in my full expanded self. I'm so happy and grateful that. You get the picture. Doing this will really allow you to understand the power of your thoughts, the power of your speech, the power of your beliefs, and the power of your body being a yes man. I hope that you leave this episode empowered to live a life on your highest timeline. If you're wanting more help with creating a life that feels magical and a life that feels expansive and living your life on your highest timeline, check out Living in Your Magic interactive journal I created. The magic stands for magnetized, aligned, guided, intuitive clarity. Be sure to follow me over on IG @VibrantBF. And until next time, friends, bye-bye.